expect to do. And I would want this other individual to respond in the same way. Do I find that you react to stimulus in life in much the same way I do? Recognizing that in specific areas there will be differences in values. But in the basic things, the things that are the most important, do I see the same kind of response to life that I would give? This, of course, is another indication that if I am single-minded enough, if I have brought myself to the position where I'm able to make a clear-cut decision, that this individual probably is the kind that would create the romantic love basis, the romantically exclusive basis. Now, let me apologize for running a little bit behind tonight, which is partly because of the absence of the detailed notes I should have. Fortunately, I have the notes before those notes that I base those notes on, or I'd really be dead. But this always provides a more difficulty for me in saying exactly what I want to say in as few words as possible, and that's one reason why I prepare these things well in advance, so that I can limit them hopefully to 2 hours or 2 hours and 15 minutes at the most. This one won't last another 2 hours or more at the most. But at any rate, if you do have to leave, if you have a babysitter or something, don't be embarrassed about getting up and walking out. But I do want to complete this particular area tonight. As it is, I'm chopping the whole subject in half and leaving part of it for next week, but there's a certain amount of it I want to be sure to cover tonight. Now, turning to another aspect of this, we have been recognizing throughout the course the fact that happiness comes in small doses and large doses. Happiness is a constant factor, meaning that it is one thing. It is a feeling of well-being that the individual can identify in his mind, but it can be tempered by many things. The individual can feel a conflict at the same time he's experiencing happiness, the conflict coming from the fact that he knows it may be short-lived or it may have a terrible price which he hasn't faced or whatever it may be. But happiness is a single concept that the individual can identify in himself at any time and say it's there or it's not. That's why he doesn't have to say, should I be satisfied? He can rather say, am I deriving well-being or am I not? But we've seen that there are the short-term doses of happiness in the form of progress reports, which are merely indications that you're on the right track towards a greater amount of well-being that would come from the successful completion of this plan if it is everything you think it is. And so along the way, you get these small doses of well-being that tell you you're on the right track as you get compliments from those you like, as you check out your premises along the way or make progress checks along the way and you see that it's working for you, you feel good about it. There's also the small doses of consumption as opposed to production values. A progress report would be a production value, which is in anticipation of something greater in the future. And the small forms of consumption value that may come from eating a good dinner or doing something else, which may have a connotation of production to them, like you're healthy as a result of eating a good dinner or something like this. But basically, the happiness you experience at that time is a small dose of well-being, hearing good music, something of this sort. But whichever it is, there always seems to be this connotation of anticipation intermixed with the happiness, the feeling that it is only a means to something greater, that there must be something greater to come, and that your happiness comes more from the feeling that you are on the direction of this something greater to come. And throughout an individual's life, he feels this sense of anticipation every time happiness occurs to him, because it does not appear to be complete in itself. He is not in the position where he could say, I'm happy. That's a very bad choice of words. He cannot say, I am satisfied with this happiness to the extent that if my life were to end 10 minutes from now, I would be satisfied with this happiness I am experiencing at this moment. Rather, the happiness has this connotation of what is to come in the future, this constant feeling of anticipation, of reaching for more to come in the future. Well, is this all there is in life? Is this all that can be expected? That for the rest of my life until the day I die, I'm simply going to be anticipating things, hoping for more to come in the future. Well, if that's the case, what's the point in bothering and delaying the point of departure? I might as well die now, since there will be no gain that is complete and satisfactory for its own sake, no sense of happiness that will be complete and total as a consumption value. Well, now what will happen when love is introduced here? Will this change this in any way? Because now things will take on a greater meaning. Now as you watch something that is meaningful to you, like a concert, or read a good book, or see a good movie, or experience the beauty of a sunset and so forth, now there is an individual standing next to you who shares this to a great extent, who understands the meaning that you see in this, that can react to it in much the same way you do, so that you feel a greater sense of fulfillment in the consumption value from the act itself. Because now it has been expanded by the reaction of this other individual. Whereas before, perhaps as you experience these